Sybil.
As I like to say, happy Friday Eve, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown.
What is going on? Happy Friday Eve to everybody. A little out later, player. What is happening?
Sherry's off today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sherry. And nobody to make mad? I'll be damned.
Oh, you still got victims
among
us. I got
you, huh? Yeah.
And she had a great night on Rosewood last night,
I missed it.
Yeah. Her character, Anita, was there. And
she had some great lines.
I've seen
the last week's episode, and she has some really funny lines.
Last night, my favorite was the Ruddle Time.
Ruddle Time?
Ruddle Time. What's that is Rosy Cuddle Time. And her character had a lot more extensive storyline really in there. And Rosy came to the rescue and saved her and everything
else. I wanted to talk to Sherry about Rosewood this morning.
Yeah.
Oh, going in. Jealous, party of one.
Hello.
You don't watch Rosewood, then shame
that
on
is
you.
It.
Yeah, I watch it.
You watch it?
It's a good show.
Man.
I wonder if he's going to break her off. You think she get broke off in there?
Oh, Sherry?
Because she's ready.
She ready?
Yeah, she's so ready, yeah.
Is she?
But there's
she'd
another.
She'd give it up in the examining room right there, man.
On top of a body.
A dead body, yeah.
Sherry would give it up right there.
But she had a bit of a romantic interest, and I'm hoping that they'll develop. As the time goes on. I know we're coming to the end of the season, so...
Is he good looking?
Yeah. Yeah. They don't have anything but good looking people on that show.
That's true.
There is not one unattractive person. Even the villains are good looking.
Yeah.
Come to think of it.
Yeah. Well, that's Miami for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
That's the way Miami is.
Everybody's shirt open pretty.
Right. You know what I mean? Right. Right.
Oh, man. Okay, so in the playoffs last night,
oh boy,
the Warriors, they eliminated the Trailblazers,
and they moved
and
on.
Now they're Steph Curry is home with Riley for maybe two games if the Spurs win tonight,
take care of business.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, Sid. Do you?
I'm really hopeful, but that's not saying much because I
hopeful think for the Spurs.
Hopeful that the Spurs will be able to pull this out because
you don't like Oklahoma.
Player, who you pulling for?
Oklahoma.
No drum roll.
I'm just a fan of San Antonio and the way they do business.
Yeah, and Miami.
But that young blood of Oklahoma.
Miami.
That might be too much for.
They won. They did. They win last night. Or did they lose? They lost.
Yeah.
Now they could be eliminated. Yeah. Okay. All right. Playoffs. I love this time of year.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. For the first time in a long time, the Chicago Cubs lost yesterday. I just want you to know they're still.
What do you mean? What do you mean? The season just started.
We're well over 30 games into the season, Tom.
Okay, well over 30 games in the season. And the season has how many games?
About 162. but they,
So why are you excited?
Because the Cubs are winning.
And so are the White Sox, and no one's going to the White Sox games.
Well, no. That's been historically true. Even when the White Sox were winning, you know, for the most part, they crowd into Wrigley Field for the sell for U.S. Cellular.
They got
Cellular,
the field mighty
don't.
Bad. They got the.
They had more people yesterday at the Texas Rangers game away from Chicago playing White Sox playing the Rangers yesterday than they have normally at a middle of the day game.
And they're in the lead too.
Yeah,
right?
And the White Sox are leading their league as well.
And no one's going to the White Sox game. Yeah. And you can't get a ticket to go to Wrigley Field to see the Cubs.
Not without paying a pretty penny. Yeah. But it's a good time in Chicago because already, and I know it's premature. I know it's very premature, but everybody is already talking a CTA series or a Subway series, however you want to call it, going into.
Well, I'm all for that
season.
I'd like to get on. I like to get some of that bandwagon.
Okay, let's. David, please don't. Don't tempt them.
Subway series.
Let's move on.
Hell.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm
okay.
I'm so sorry.
South side to the north side. Yeah. Huh? Oh, I like that. Uh-huh. Ooh, yeah. 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 Okay. Yeah. Too bad we got what till October.
Yeah. Till about Halloween. Yeah. So let's not talk about that right now. Let's move on to some other sports, shall we?
Okay. All right. The latest from Prince. Another heir might be around. Mm-hmm. Okay, this might be, yes, an 11-year-old. Mm-hmm. The granddaughter of Dwayne Nelson Sr. Dwayne Nelson Sr. is a half sibling of Prince and was one of Prince's bodyguards, and he's dead.
Yeah,
he died in 2011. And he had a son who died in 2005, and a daughter is now 11 years old. Mm-hmm. And they're going to vet her and see if she can get on the list to get some of this Prince inheritance.
Oh, this is, you know, they've talked about hundreds of people coming forward. So somewhere in the area of 700 people. So this is a trickle, if you think about it, in terms of the number of people that are probably going to come out.
They got enough DNA testers in Minnesota. If you,
I hope that not only
you can find work in Minnesota
samples.
Oh,
I'm just wondering, don't the samples wear out a little after a while to determine whether he is related to these people or are these people related to him?
It's when asked how can we honor Prince, Stevie Wonder said, "We can all honor Prince by having lots of sex."
Lots of sex.
Stevie said that.
Okay, Stevie.
So watch yourself around Stevie because he's blind.
Well,
he'll find you. Apparently,
he'll grab you.
Let's honor Prince. What? Let's honor Prince.
Isn't that the problem with TMZ? TMZ catches all these people unawares
in the airport, wherever.
Yeah. It's like you said, Jay, he was at LAX yesterday and they asked about the doctor and he said, okay, well, that's going to be, but we can honor him. When you're caught unaware like this, anything will come out. And Stevie just, you know, was like everybody else.
Come on. With all those child support payments that Stevie has,
I bet you Stevie's stuff is straight. I bet you his stuff, all of his business is taken care of. Yeah, yeah. And that's how we honor Prince.
get your business in order.
That's great. That's a great ending of the day. But, as you're going through your day, get your affairs in order.
Okay. McDonald's is trying garlic fries.
Yeah.
And they're testing it in the San Francisco Bay Area where garlic fries are really big. And they went over so well that they ate all the fries for a week in one day. These must be some good fries.
They say
the secret to these fries is the garlic sauce. And you add this garlic sauce to those world-famous fries, and you got yourself a whole supply of garlic fries gone.
Did it come with gum?
and not date friendly, apparently.
Yeah, no. Here's your garlic fries and a mint.